Hello everybody, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever it is, wherever you are. I am doing this boo while I'm waiting for a bus in Worcester bus station, so apologies in advance for any noise that you'll hear of buses. And then I may continue on and when I get onto the my bus as well. Okay, now normally I try to keep my audio boo page full of positive and happy things, lovely experiences that I want to share or to be to share with others, or to remember myself, or both. But I'm afraid sometimes reality gets in the way of that. And this is one of those times. Right, I've just resumed the recording, having listened back to what I've done so far to test it. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the message from Dolores, asking visually impaired audio boo users if we could upload photos, starting off with a photo for our profile page and continuing on to asking for a photo per audio boo. First of all, had I been Dolores, and again, hindsight is 2020, isn't it? Whereas foresight really isn't. But had I been Dolores, I think I'd have spoken to some members of the visually impaired community before posting a public boo about this, asking this. Because first of all, and other VI users, please come back to me if you disagree or whatever. You know, it's a discussion, so I'm not going to be offended if somebody doesn't agree with me or anything. But I think that the first thing that really comes to my mind, once I had calmed down. I know Dolores said there was no pressure, but I kind of feel that there is, even because the whole thing exists. So yes, I have had to calm down, and whether I will stay calm down during this whole boo is anybody's guess, but I'll try. Because I don't like, you know, I don't want to make a big long angry boo. That's a noisy bus, isn't it? Anyway, but Dolores, audio boo community in general, audio boo headquarters in general, you don't know what you're asking. You really don't. I'm just going to pause this until this bus goes, because it's too loud. Right, you can still hear a bus, but it's, and that one made a very funny noise, but it's quieter than it was. Sorry about this background noise, but I wanted to do this boo while the stuff was fresh in my mind. So, as I was saying, you really don't know what you're asking. What, in effect, you're asking, particularly of those of us like myself who are totally blind or almost totally blind. I mean, I have light perception, which means I can see lights, actual lights, and nothing else. So in this bus station, looking around me now, I can see where there are lights on. I know that there is no bus next to me because I can see the light on the other side of where the bus would be. And if there were a bus there, I wouldn't be able to because the bus would block out the light. So that's it. I just have light perception. And some people don't even have that. Some people are partially sighted, or some people are somewhere in between. There's all different categories. You may think, this isn't rocket science, why are you explaining that? But I think it's important to understand the point of view I'm trying to put across. Now, Braille Snail has done a boo about this already. I agree with her boo, but I'm going to expand on what she said to incorporate my thoughts. As she said on hers, I don't claim to be the ambassador for all the visually impaired people in the country, or even the town, or the world, or anything. This is just my view, but I don't think that I'm going to be the only one who holds this point of view. So that's my caveat, really. So, what is my view? Get on with it. Okay, I will. If you were asked as a sighted person to wear a blindfold and then take pictures and then without viewing them first and checking whether they were any good, you were then asked to upload them to a site that everyone in the whole world can see should they choose to. My question to you as a sighted person, anyone from Audioboo who's asking this, or even indeed anyone who thinks our pages would look better with the pictures, is would you do that? Would you post photos that you couldn't view yourself and check whether they were okay? Would you do that? I don't think you would. Right, my bus is here. I must be back in a minute. Hello again. I've taken my bus journey and I decided not to record anything on the bus because there were people talking right behind me and you'd have heard their whole conversation and it might have distracted from mine, but also it kind of wasn't really fair to record people for that length of time without them knowing and things. But I'm going to take you on my walk home now, hence no location on the boo, just walking through a bus stop past a bush, and it's raining and but never mind, I can still carry on saying what I was going to say, and in a moment I'll go down a road where it's not quite so loud. You will hear this noise of me wheeling my suitcase along, though, I'm afraid, because I've been away for the weekend, so I have got my suitcase with me, but hopefully you can still listen to me and forgive the noises. So I was asking if you could, if you had to take your photographs without seeing them at all, and if you're sighted, if you think about this, if you had to take your photos without seeing them at all, just wearing a blindfold and taking them, guessing where stuff was, probably getting things at the wrong angle, or taking pictures of the floor or the sea, you know, the sky or something by mistake instead. I was saying, would you do it? I don't think you would. So, in the same way, I very rarely take photos myself. I sometimes have a go and send a photo to a friend or something. But that's in the knowledge that they know that I'm blind, and yes, because I only can see light and dark, I say I'm blind. I often don't say totally blind because I can see light, but sometimes I do, just so that people know I can't see print and things, if just to make things quicker, although actually really it's not quite correct. Anyway, so photos, without being able to see them yourself and check that they're okay, that you've taken yourself, to me that's just not happening, not even in 10 years time, not while I have no vision to see them myself, in the same way as I wouldn't expect, well, unless they wanted to, if they wanted to, it would be up to them, but I wouldn't expect a deaf person to particularly want to publish something that's audio only. And as I say, there'd be a few who maybe would, and I know that there are blind and visually impaired people who take photographs. I've seen it when I've been to
an exhibition of technology and organisations for blind and visually impaired. I've seen the the Blind Photography Society or something. Someone will know, maybe. But and that's great, you know, if people enjoy doing that and that's what they want to do. Ooh, this is heavy. And that's what they want to do. Great, you know, fantastic. If they feel confident doing that, excellent. I don't. And even if other people take photos for me, sometimes I have been known to publish the odd photo with a boo that someone's taken for me and described in great detail. But it's very rare. As far as I am concerned, the problem here, or the people who seem to have the problem here, are not the community I'm part of, which is the visually impaired community, for want of a better term, but there isn't really one, so we'll stick with that because that includes people who are blind and partially sighted and in between. So it's not this community that seems to have a problem. The problem seems to be on the side of the sighted. Now, as visually impaired people, we have to adapt to sighted ways of doing things in so, so many ways on a daily basis. I won't go into all that in great detail now, but we do, you know, even to the, you know, the point that often when I'm walking around with my cane, and yes, I did just say with my cane, which clearly shows to anyone who will actually look that I am blind, I'm walking around with a very visible white cane, and yet I have to walk around sighted, fully sighted people who won't move or aren't looking enough to even know they're about to walk into me, or they're standing right in the middle of the pathway in the way. Because a lot of sighted people don't look with the eyes God gave them. There's that sort of adaptation to the fact that earlier today I had to step into the middle of the road to catch my bus because because all these sighted people with cars had parked their cars all over the bus stop, and the only way that the bus driver could actually stop at that bus stop was to go a little bit further than it should have been and stop on the other side of the road. So like I say, I did. I had to walk into the middle of the road, which isn't great. Anyway, otherwise I wouldn't have got on my bus. So there's things like that that sighted people are always doing, which mean I have to. And I mean, I know, you know, if you're sighted, you have to walk around people as well and stuff. I'm not saying you don't, but you have to be even more aware of it if you're using a cane or a guide dog, because you can't, you know, and listening and things, because you can't see that the people are there, or sometimes they're walking so, so fast. I had people, really fast people walking today, not paying any attention to where they were going. They were either texting or had their head down not looking, or I don't know what, but bashing into me. And really, with really quite an impact in some cases. So, in many ways, we're making all these different adaptations for sighted people, and taking them into account. Oops, somebody's been. Also, you know, most of us know how different we look in the sense of being a totally blind person. I have a lot less expression probably facially than a lot of people, and certainly body language is going to be less animated in my case and a lot of other totally blind people's cases. So, you know, things like that, we know the difference. We know we are different. And most of us are, well, I wouldn't say necessarily happy with that, but we live with it, and it's not a huge problem. So to me, the fact that I don't have pictures on my Audioboo page, right, it's not a big problem. To you at Audioboo, who have made this new website, obviously it is a problem. So I think you have to ask yourself, what's more important here, Audioboo HQ? Is it the audio, which Audioboo was set up after all to promote and to hold on the servers and share with people, as the name would suggest? Or are you more worried about superficial appearance? I know which I'd go for, but then I'm blind, so what would I care about photographs? That's a fair point. But if I wanted to be on a site that cared more about visuals, I would probably make videos and I would be on YouTube. As it is, I picked Audioboo. A lot of the other booers are quite friendly people, I've discovered. There are a lot of like-minded people. Some of them are visually impaired, some of them are sighted. A lot of them are visually impaired because audio lends itself, doesn't it, to those of us who are visually impaired, because it's a format we understand really well. We can edit audio ourselves independently. We don't need someone sighted to help us with that or view it first and check it's all right. We'd probably do a better job of doing that ourselves anyway in most cases. Not always, I'm generalising, but please bear with me. So I'm on Audioboo because I thought this would be an equal playing field, in as much as anything can be. Most of life is not. I don't have a job because so many people have misplaced prejudices about what blind people can and cannot do. There are jobs I could have got, but I didn't, because I'm sure because of this. Now, proving that's another matter, but you can often tell, even though actually officially people aren't allowed to say that's the reason, because as soon as they did, people would rightly say they were discriminating. So they come up with some other reason. Sometimes they even believe it. Sorry, that was me taking my suitcase upstairs because my flat's on the first floor. So I thought Audioboo was pretty much an equal playing field. And while it would be nice if I could upload photos with booze, it might be the sort of cream on the cake. I didn't think I'd be judged on it. I thought I'd be judged on the actual audio content I produced. I want to know, am I wrong? Is Audioboo changing? Because to my mind, if we're going to start being judged on whether we have profile photos, which I don't have one on Twitter, incidentally. I do have photos on Facebook, and I don't always know how good they look, and sometimes one person will say I look good in a photo and somebody else will say I didn't look good in that photo, and then I feel very self-conscious about it, and their photos taken by other people as well, sighted people. So So is Audioboo going the way of most other aspects of life? Are we to be judged in the same way? My suggestion would be that if too many more things like this happen, Audioboo may find a lot of visually impaired users perhaps deciding that they'd rather use a site such as SoundCloud, where perhaps they'll see if they are less judged on that. You know, there is choice out there, and people will make choices. Equally, if it's really important to you, whether I have a photograph, profile photo or photo per Audioboo on my page, well, you don't have to follow me, and you don't have to listen to my boos. I do apologise, that's an alarm going off. May sound like I'm overreacting, but I always thought, like I say, that this was an equal playing field, or as equal as the world gets anyway, if you're blind. And I'm actually quite disappointed that now suddenly it doesn't seem to be. I would suggest that... Oh, shut up. Whoops. Lots of rubbish everywhere from coming back off holiday. Well, off weekend away. I would suggest that if perhaps... And I am putting words in people's mouths, but this is just the feeling I get. And apologies if I'm wrong, but this is the way it came across. The subtext I read into this, which, like I say, could be completely and utterly rubbish. And please feel free to correct me. But the subtext I read was all these blank profiles or blank boos. Well, it's a bit embarrassing. You know, we've designed our new website and, well, it doesn't quite look good enough with these boos that that don't have pictures and don't have profile stuff. Now, Dolores suggested we could have an avatar. I'm blind, right? I have heard the word avatar many times. But please, somebody, can somebody tell me what the hell an avatar is? Because I don't know. I've never heard of one, but no one's ever actually explained to me what they are. And I've never really felt the need to ask. It's never been important to me. So, I mean, I'm guessing it's some kind of graphic, but what? What of? What does it represent? What would I be saying about myself if I used an avatar? I don't know. I can't see it. So, you know, maybe someone could explain that to me. So an avatar is one possibility, apparently. A photograph, uploading photos, if that's a problem... Dolores has offered to help us. Well, unless you can give us sites so we can view our own photos or view our own stuff so that we know we're taking a decent picture, I don't actually think you can help. I'm not prepared to put just some random thing up there just to keep sighted people happy. If your site doesn't look good enough, Audioboo, you sort it out. If you want better pictures for those of us who don't have pictures, you make them. It's up to you. If that site doesn't look, what you in quotes, good enough for you, you change it. I'm not changing what I do. I didn't pay £60 in one lump sum, which, by the way, wasn't easy for me, to be told, oh, you should have put photos up there. I am angry about this, to be honest. I paid that money to share audio, and I did that on the understanding that that was enough, and that that would be good enough. If that's not good enough, well, I can walk and so can others. And I would say that before you start making people cross, you might want to think a bit more carefully and consult with a few members of the community you're aiming something at before you jump in like that. If someone wants to say I'm overreacting, go ahead. It won't change my point of view, but if that's your view, you know, that's what Audioboo is all about, in my opinion. Sounds, talking, dialogue, discussion. Okay, each boo may be often a monologue, but dialogue in or polyalogue, I don't know, discussion of many people in forms of different people's monologues. So if people have a different viewpoint, that's fine. But I'm 31 years old and I've never been confident about my ability to take photographs, and I am not going to start putting up photographs now which are all skew-if, or just show my finger which I should have moved out of the way and hadn't, or a bit of carpet because I angled, or ceiling or sky because I've angled the camera wrong, and people see that and obviously know I'm either blind or completely useless at taking photographs, or both actually. And if they know I'm blind, then I might get the other reaction I often get, which people say, oh bless, they did their best even though they're blind. I won't have oh bless material on my Audioboo page. I will have good enough or nothing. For example, I posted me singing the other day and I made some mistakes in the piano part. But I didn't get that much opportunity to play the piano, so I couldn't really practice because we were very busy while I was away. And that's why I uploaded it to this account, the Fee Dunn account, rather than the Fiona Dunn Sings, which is my singer's account. Because it was me relaxing and singing and just having a good time rather than something I wouldn't necessarily want, you know, if people are following my singing Twitter account, you know, they might think, oh, this isn't that good. But I know where the imperfections were. I could tell for myself what I'd got wrong because it was audio and I'm blind and I'm good at doing audio and I can hear it. Photographs, I can't judge at all, even if other people tell me they look nice or they don't. So I won't pander to this. You know, I was very surprised that the issue even came up. And like I say, Audioboo, if it's a problem for you, make some beautiful designs and use those for those of us who don't have pictures. And you could even label the images. None of your images are labelled at the moment, so we don't even know what the ones you post up there are. So that would be nice. I'm normally more constructive and kind than this, but this has actually made me quite cross. So I'm sorry, everybody, about that. But that's my view. Please come back to me. You know, Audioboo can keep discussing this, but that is the viewpoint I hold. Take care, everybody, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. Bye.